pay close heed to my every word.
All right, Christmas magic! My Bobbies are back!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas, Pop Pop!
Christmas magic!
Christmas magic!
Comes every time each year! Woo!
Christmas magic!
And all the cold, hungry people!
Christmas magic!
La la la, they're dying in the streets! That can't be good!
Christmas magic!
And my family will be warm tonight.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 357, Magnum.
Magnum P.I.
P.I.
Clay Inferno. And don't forget Duck Magnum P.I. From episode 350. Still fresh in our minds.
That's right. It is. All that Magnum P.I. stuff, the Hawaiian shirt. We should have held off at 357 on that.
Yeah. Well, we were caught
up.
Did
he ever use it? Yeah, we were caught up. Josh's drawings. Yeah. Anyways, how's it going there, Clay?
Good, good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy non-denominational Christmas. Festivus is I know something that we celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, it was for real? I just thought you were like texting saying happy Festivus.
I think it's traditionally, because I think in the episode, Kramer says, hey, I need the 22nd off. And the guy says, no, I hired you for the holiday season. Because he wants to take it off for Festivus. And he says, this is religious persecution. He goes on strike. Because this is when he's working in the bagel shop.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And he walks out in front, no bagels, no bagels, no bagels, no bagels, no bagels, no bagels. Anyways, yeah, so happy whatever you celebrate. If you celebrate anything, if you don't, well, happy day.
Yeah, happy thousands day of Amazon boxes in your house.
I know. I've got a lot of boxes. And
skipping the mall is great. I clocked in a couple hours at Target, but you know, just online shopping, get a couple things at Target. Maybe a CVS, bag of candy, and then fucking you're on your way. You got
most of my shopping was Amazon. And then, you know, what's funny is because I know Amazon is only going to take 2 days, like I really kind of waited on everything. So then like I tried to get my brother something, and then I ordered on the 11th. It wasn't through Amazon though. But because I had just waited. Not on the 11th is that late, but I'm like, okay, so I ordered this Red Sox world champion hat. My brother's probably not going to listen, so he doesn't. Whatever.
And then, after the holidays if he has
He'll listen. And he'll know that he didn't get it. Because I emailed them like just a few days ago. I'm like, hey, what's up with this? And they said, oh, yeah, we don't have that in stock anymore. I'm like, all right. They're like, here's 30% off your next order. I'm like, well, that's not going to help me for Christmas. Yeah. So I don't know. I had to order something else.
Damn it. Damn them.
Yeah, I know. It sucked. Whatever. It's fine. It's the holiday season. But anyway, yeah, the Amazon Prime shipping is pretty exciting.
Fucking great. And my sister was like, get this for me. Get this for niece number one, get this for niece number two. I was like, really? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, my sister-in-law has done that for many years.
Oh,
as
my
well.
God. It was
this is what we want.
So great. And then I'm going to give the kids, you know, like my nieces, like they're in college, graduating high school. Here's some money.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted when I was that age. I was just like, why are you spending all this money on shit that I'm not going to use, or like I hate, or I'm going to try to give to Durson a flip. Like, dude, just give me some money. When I was 18 to 22, man, till I was like 35, all I wanted was like money instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Money is always good.
I got them these cards, though. You open it up, and it's like a 3D card, but it like shoots the money at you. Santa's like holding it in a glove, like a mitten or something, and it goes whoop-bam, and like they would have like the $100 bill in there or whatever. So it's like kind of fun. That's at least I made good. That fun.
That's a good one.
They'll be psyched anyways.
Making that paper. Yeah, they're but it's a nice little added, you know, fun thing.
Yeah, because I felt like kind of lame about it. And I was like, no, this isn't lame.
What are you, like money. The grandpa you're giving him money? Hey, if you're giving him $100, that's, I don't know if that's what you're giving him, but you said Santa
yeah,
throws 100.
Yeah.
Oh, well then fuck it. That's amazing.
Yeah. And plus I got them another gift and like stocking stuffers and shit. So, I mean, it's most important to take care of those kids.
You know, there you go.
Anyone else.
You know? Yeah. Adults.
It was my dad need.
You know, I know. My dad.
Socks.
My dad gets a puzzle every year.
A puzzle. Does he do it?
That's what he like. Yeah, he does. He loves puzzles. So every year he gets a puzzle, nice. Pretty much.
Does he not do that hard? Crazy, like weird 3D, like
no, they're
almost
pretty,
like that trick in the like, eye, like you know, Mallrats
thing. No, no, it's usually like here's one of Fenway Park. Oh, you know, nice, like it's yeah. usually it's very
here's John Boston Copley sports. Riding a horse. You can see this painting at the MFA.
I mean, many years ago, I mean, he'll do anything. Like many years ago, I got like, for some reason, I bought myself a Star Wars puzzle. I thought, oh, this is cool looking.
Well, you build Lego too, don't you?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the small yeah. ones, not like right. the big shit's expensive.
No, but it's
so
fun.
Like, but this
it's
is going back like 20 years. I bought a Star Wars puzzle. And then my dad ended up doing it. And, yeah. He's like, yeah, all right, this is nice. Yeah. He doesn't care. Like, you know, he doesn't, he's not a fan of Star Wars. Yeah. He's like, whatever. Like,
he's got like a system puzzle. For how he yeah. does his puzzles.
Oh, he's got, he does. He has cups.
Nice.
That he puts like all the similar, no, like the colors. He puts like right, colors right. together. Yeah. So he does all the edges, of course. And then he's got cups. He's got all these cups around.
Nice.
It's kind of quite hilarious.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what my dad gets every year. And my brother's like, oh, I don't know what to get him. Like, this dude just puzzles. That's all he cares. That's all he drinks yeah, right. beer and does puzzles. Not that hard.
To be retired.
Yeah, seriously. So anyways, that's Christmas, though.
Yeah, that's Christmas. But we have... We have
lot to talk
superhero
about.
Superhero stuff to
wasting
talk about.
Wasting valuable time.
No, valuable. No. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and thank them for listening to the show. Which they aren't.
Well, that's true, but you're not.
But also right. thanks for coming to shows and being cool and hanging out with us.
Thanks for being appreciate cool. You. That's right. Yeah,
and
but
we
there's
promise
a lot going
there'll
on.
Be more Curbcast.
That's right. We're going to do that. And then
wrap that up.
In 2019. So anyway, yeah. So first, we'll get to the movies. I just want to say one quick thing. There were like a crap. I got like a huge stack of comics this week. I don't know about you,
yeah,
but apparently they're not working next week.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like, it was
the thing was
I was
that,
at the store. I was like, "What the hell is this?"
I was confused, and I'm not really complaining, but I was like. Wait, am I fucking reading this book? Because they had all the Stan Lee covers.
Yeah, the Stan Lee covers made it kind of confusing.
I guess if you had a subscription or if you got your stuff digitally, it wouldn't matter. But I was like, what was it that I wanted to look? I had to keep going over to the list and like seeing, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's not the new Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, okay, that's, yeah. Like, they've got all this shit. Like, and then they re, you know, they're, oh, second printing and all that stuff. But the title is only way down in the corner.
Yeah, so, like, I did. Really I lucked like, out, though. I got Amazing Spider-Man 12, and for some reason I got a variant cover that has Conan the Barbarian on it. So
oh,
it's like
okay.
it's like Venom, not Venom Spidey, but like Black Suit Spidey, because that shows up in the book. But Black Suit Spidey, you know, attacking Conan the Barbarian. So.
Yeah, I ended up getting like one of those Fantastic Four villain covers or whatever oh. on old Man Hawkeye. Because that was all they had. I was like, well, this is the last issue of the, I mean, this is the last copy, and it's this weird cover.
Oh,
all
was
right.
that this week, too?
Yeah.
Or was it the last
see?
Week? See, I missed it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, see.
Or maybe I missed it. Possible. Yeah. Possible in all the confusion, just like we were saying.
Exactly, all the confusion. And I was mostly afraid of buying something twice.
Yeah, me too.
So, whatever. Whatever. But anyways, we'll get to that. You want to talk about some DC stuff, right? You know, Titans and Aquaman and all that.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping Josh would be on because this. Why don't I start with what bummed me out, and then I'll end on a high note. So DC Universe has a Titans show. It's sort of an adult, you know, Daredevil level. I would say, like, if you think about violence and they swear and there's nudity,
fuck
and
Batman
stuff.
And all that.
Yeah. It's an adult, like, superhero show. Step above, like, it, more in a movie direction than, like, the CW stuff. And it's kind of similar to, like, the Marvel's Netflix shows. I would just put it on that level of, like, production and stuff like that. So they did this big tease, and they're like, Batman is going to be on the last episode, season finale.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. Right. Like, awesome. This is great. And it would be, like, Dick seeking revenge on Batman, because the theme in the whole story, and even with Jason Todd, because Jason Todd shows up, Dick saying, like, Batman's lost his mind. He's gone crazy. He's killing people. And even in the trailer, I don't know if you saw the trailer, but he's apparently in Gotham City. Batman has killed the Joker, the Riddler, Zaz, and he's like, I don't know, killed Commissioner Gordon too, and he's just gone crazy. And they had a Batcave and a Batmobile, and they had Batman, and they have a fight, and, you know, the spoiler warning, like, kind of does like a Dick Grayson ends up killing Batman because Batman has gone completely off the rails. He's just like completely like a murderous person, you know, and Dick hates him for it. So he kills Batman after trying to confront him and all this stuff. Right. So spoiler warning.
So that bummed you out?
No, because it was cool to see Batman, you know, like a different version of Batman, and he was fighting, but he was fighting and doing like not Batman stuff, like literally like taking batarangs and like slicing the guts of like GCPD, like killing all these people like in the Batcave because they like swarmed in. Like for at the beginning of this operation, Dick is like the guy in the chair. He's like in some, you know, van outside of Wayne Manor with like computer screens and a headset on, and okay, you go in now to like the GCPD into Wayne Manor, to just like revealing to everybody that Bruce Wayne is Batman. And then Batman, of course, kills the like hundreds of GCPD cops in there. And then before Dick like goes in there, and he's finally able to like defeat Batman. And then what they do, this is the thing that pissed me off. Like the Batcave stuff was cool, and like all the Batman, like it was cool to see that. It was like really, it was well done, and it's like cool to see different versions of the Batmobile and all that. But what happened was, it was one of those like what I've best described as Super Mario 2 syndrome, where it was all a dream.
Oh, I see.
And like even. It was like a flash forward from the end of the last episode. So it's like all of a sudden, 10 years in the future, Jason Todd is in a wheelchair. Dick is like married to Dove from Hawk and Dove. And she's pregnant, and they already have another kid. And like Raven and Beast Boy are like Skyping in, like, we're going to come home and visit for the holidays. We're in college now and stuff like that. It was like the only Titan stuff was like this, you know, it was all about Dick Grayson and Batman, Robin, and like Robin killing Batman, basically. But what
it
happened?
Was a dream.
But it was a dream incited by Raven's dad, Trigon, who's basically like the devil. He's like the Mephisto of the DC universe. And he like made, and they like zoom out and they show, you know, Dick with like darkness over his eyes, and like, you know, that would be Robin's true path if he decided to live this way. That's his, what his gut really feels. And I was so mad that it was like, I was just so mad that they ended the season like that. I mean,
so how much was it dream? Yeah. The whole season?
Just
that episode.
Just this episode. Just him so killing like, from the beginning, was like a lost, like a flash forward. Like from when it started, it starts with Robin and Dove with the painting the baby's room, and she's all pregnant, and it's like, wait, those guys are married, you know, because she's with Hawk in the regular series. Right. So that it was just all this like crazy Elseworlds fantasy thing, which is, I mean, that's fine. Like, I like Elseworlds stories and stuff like that, but I was so mad at the end. I was so fucking pissed. But one thing redeemed, because I was so mad when I beat Super Mario Tour and found out it was a dream too. I was like, what the fuck?
So it's exactly, yeah.
But then there was one thing that I didn't realize until later because I turned it off. There was a post-credits scene. There was a post-credits scene where, just like in, do you ever watch Young Justice?
Sorry.
Probably not. I don't know.
No.
But like,
no.
Superboy, who's like Connor Kent, who's made out of Lex Luthor's DNA and Clark Kent's DNA, it made in a lab. Okay. They like completely follow the Superboy origin, and he's like escapes this lab, and he's like a superpowered like dude, and he's like doesn't become Superboy yet, but he unlocks a little cage, and there's a white dog in there, and the white dog has, you know, laser eyes, so it's Krypto the Super Dog. So next season there'll be Superboy and Krypto, which is cool. That like totally like didn't make up for the Super Mario 2 ending, but it made up for it a little bit. But because I was so mad, I was like, fuck this show. Fuck Batman. Fuck this show.
Never mind. Fuck Batman. Yeah. Fuck this show.
Oh, and you should have seen, actually, you might be sad to see it. Maybe you could log on my DC thing and watch it. Like, there's a scene where Batman kills the Joker, and then, like, Joker is like, he throws him off of some, you know, high roof onto, like, he lands on a car, and so then when they show him in the Gotham City Hospital or whatever, he has like one of those big like things like over his face. It's like the ending of ending of the True Detective season one. You know, he's just like in a hospital, all fucked up with stuff on him and everything. But you can see like there's the Joker paint and the smile painted on underneath it and stuff. But what happens is Batman comes in, takes a batarang, jams it through his heart, kills him in the hospital.
Oh.
So it's there's very much Joker violence. You might be afraid when you see it.
I don't know. It might upset me. Yeah.
Yeah. I might be like, fuck this show. Fast forward just to that part if you wanted to.
Okay. Maybe I will.
But then the one thing I did say was I saw Aquaman. I like really loved it. I thought it was great. And I'm not saying that because it was definitely better than Justice League. It's its own thing. It's like just kind of like a big wild like action movie, and there's like kind of elements of it being like almost like a Godzilla movie because there's these big huge creatures in it and stuff.
Huh. And I mean, the reviews are very positive.
It was pretty fun. Very well. It was just a lot of cool fight scenes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it made $72 million already, so that's pretty
really.
Yeah. That's like pretty impressive for 1 week.
And that's got to be, I mean, that's just all sex, right? That's all girls going to see it because they want to see Jason Momoa. That's what I'm
thinking. I don't Game know. Of Thrones I mean, I'm fans? Sure a lot of fanboys saw it. You saw it. Did you see it?
I did. I saw it.
Jason Momoa's abs? Yeah. Abs. I don't know. I mean,
it was fun.
That's what I've been reading, you know, 64% on Rotten Tomatoes, if anybody cares about that.
What's
shit.
Your remind me your opinion of Wonder Woman?
It was fine. I didn't like the end. I thought it
got I didn't like the
dramatic
end either.
Like a long, like the last half hour at least, maybe you know, 45 minutes.
Not a slog. It's really there's a lot of action, and it's very colorful. It's not dark. You know, it's like the color tone that they tried to push. With all the problems it had, but they tried to push Justice League so it wasn't like as dark as like Wonder Woman or Batman versus Superman. Like they this whole thing is in color. You know, it's really bright.
Right. Well, I mean, the problem with Justice League is some of it was dark because it was still Zack Snyder, and some of it was Joss Whedon, and it was just too choppy. But
that's the inconsistency. This,
at least the trailers look very. You know, bright. And, you know, and he jokes.
There's kind of like cool, like the stuff that they were trying to do, like in the prequels, where they would have like a big, like it's actually funny because Jango Fett plays Arthur Curry's, he plays a dad.
Oh.
In this movie. But, when they go to the planet where they make all of the clones or whatever and everything's white.
Yeah.
And there's big set pieces and stuff, which was all in CGI. Now they did that kind of stuff in Aquaman, and it looks badass. It looks, really cool. Whereas the prequel, you're like, oh, it looks, cool. Cool rendering of the floor. This is everything is perfect, pixel perfect everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been, 14 years or whatever.
Yeah exactly. But it kind of reminded me a little bit of the prequels, too, because of the underwater stuff or,
Yeah.
I don't exactly know why. Maybe think because of the underwater thing with the fish and all that. There's, a lot of that.
Well, that's cool.
So that's fun. I think you should see it.
I mean, I think I will, probably, eventually. I know Rachel wants to see it, probably for the abs. No, I mean, that's not the only reason. But I mean, come on, that's why. I mean, why do you cast Jason Momoa unless you're trying to get to a certain audience?
Yeah. And he's really good.
His acting ability.
kidding. He's really funny. And Patrick Wilson is cool, too. And, we got Willem Dafoe, Amber Heard, Dolph Lundgren's in it.
What? Dolph Lundgren? Who's
Dolph
he play?
Lundgren's in it. He plays kind of like a...
The Russian fish?
he plays kind of like a... There's seven nations that live in Atlantis. They all So basically he's like the Russian leader of seven seas,
How about that?
Yeah, but he plays a good role, and it's cool to see Willem Dafoe play somebody that's, in a superhero movie, but it's not Green Lantern. I mean, not Green
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin. It's cool. It's kind of nice. And Patrick Wilson's pretty awesome too as Orm. And what I really liked about this movie too, just from a comic book perspective, is the Black Manta costume and the Orm costume, they're comic book accurate and they look totally ridiculous, and they just leaned into it. Just give Black Manta this gigantic,
Yeah, I always thought, even as a kid, I thought he was pretty silly looking.
Honestly, and it's totally
the Black
silly
Manta so
in the
goofy.
Movie, but in a great way. It's just make it over the top. Who cares?
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? You can't. I mean, if you're gonna put him in it, I guess you could completely change it. Completely change it and have people go "Well, that's not."
That's sort of Manta. Well, it's kind of when in the first G.I. Joe movie when they didn't use the Cobra Commander design at all. It's why do that? Just
just whatever.
The chrome dome or the rag.
No, just have
him. Don't make something new up.
Put the Charlie Brown hood on him and it's fine. Who cares? Let people figure it out or just say he's scarred or whatever. Who cares?
Or
they did it with Bane.
Like with Spider-Man or something. Yeah, Bane is cool.
You know what I mean? And they explained that he couldn't breathe without the thing, without the thing on his head.
Oh, it's funny too because the Bane in the Gotham season 5 that's coming out next year, the last season, that Bane actually looks like the Cobra Commander from the first movie. He has a plastic same sort of mask as that Cobra Commander. Maybe they did it on purpose.
Who knows? Well, that's
speaking
cool
of
hey.
Alternate realities though, tell me about Spider-Man. I'll get away from DC stuff.
Yeah, well, no, I saw Into the Spider-Verse, and it was...
I'm jealous.
I want to see it. Why didn't you see it?
I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
That's okay. I only got around to it last night, so I don't know. But it's very fun. It's a very fun Spider-Man movie. The animation style is kind of weird. It almost looks like 3D.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be 3D, and you're like, wait. We didn't get glasses. It was very interesting because even parts of it are sometimes kind of a little out of focus around the edges. Uh-huh. It's kind of weird. But I think that's the style, because originally I thought, is this not? But I think it's the animation style. So it's pretty fun, though. So it starts off, just like the origin of Miles Morales, just like it was pretty much kind of, although I don't remember much about it, but there was like a Spider-Man in his universe, and that Spider-Man got killed. Spoiler warning, you know, just like happened in the comics, and then Miles Morales got bit by a spider and became Spider-Man. Like, but in this one, it veers off a little bit because they bring in Spider-Gwen. They bring in my favorite character in the whole thing was the Jake Johnson kind of fat Spider-Man. Like, he was hilarious, actually. Right. So what happened in his universe, like, he was Spider-Man for like 15 years or whatever. And then like Mary Jane left him.
Oh, no.
And he kind of got fat. Like, he got depressed.
Yeah.
And like he was, but he was talking, he was giving like his origin story. They do like a cool thing where they actually show like a comic book and like, okay, here's the story. And like they flip open the comic book and they kind of tell how this Spider-Man became Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny because it's all like, I got bit by a radioactive spider. Like, it's so hilarious. But like,
did they show like the old like Ditko drawings or like?
Kind of, yeah, yeah, they do. It's pretty funny.
That style. And then he's like,
yeah. And then he, you know, so like, yeah, they go, but he's like, so I was in my apartment and I was shredding my abs. I show him like eating a slice of pizza and he's getting like kind of fat and whatever. So, like, what happens is the Kingpin, I don't know, do you want to know, like, the actual...
Yeah, yeah, tell me about it.
Okay. So, the Kingpin, like, wants to bring his family back from another dimension. Like, sort of, like, he, like, learns that there's other, you know, the multiverse.
Yeah, and, he wants, and Vanessa's and dead or something, and he
wants... Yeah, Vanessa's dead in this one, and he wants to bring her and his son back into, you know... From another dimension, just
right.
And so like that's like the whole thing. So he opens this portal, and all these spider people end up coming through, and that's how, you know, it's how it works. And then there's Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir, which is he's pretty funny. Man.
That's cool. I love Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I never really read it, but I remember him from the video game. Actually,
yeah, I had that video game for the Wii.
Yeah,
you can play him. I forget
which that is. It was fun. It was just a fun movie, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
And there's like John Mulaney is like Spider-Ham.
Yeah. I thought for sure it was like Nathan Lane. Like he's doing like basically a Nathan Lane impression.
Yeah.
But
so good.
And you know, like they, whatever. There's a lot of funny little jokes. Miles is, you know, there's like a thing where like, you know, his uncle is the Prowler and whatever, and that kind of. Sorry, that was like a big reveal. Sorry, everyone.
Well, that's what the deal is.
Yeah,
his uncle is the Prowler in the comics.
Oh, all right.
So nobody should be surprised.
Okay, good. I never read.
Well, like fans, Spider fans aren't surprised. They're like, we know. Nathan Lane. You know.
They have the stay for the credits. The post-credit scene is pretty funny. So not only are they teasing like a sequel, but
nice.
Spider-Man 2099 comes back in time. He goes back to the 1967.
2099, nice.
Yeah. And they go back to the 1967, like, you know, Spider-Man, like, and they actually put him in a scene from the show. Like, it's pretty hilarious. So, yeah, you know, Stan cameo. So that was pretty fun.
Nice.
Yep. So it was just a fun movie, and I'm, you know, like they do a nice thing at the end because they all go back to their own universes. And Jake Johnson like goes to see Mary Jane and stuff, and you know it's a whole thing. So
cool.
I don't know. A lot of good people in it. Of course, you know Jake Johnson. Like I said, Haley Steinfeld, whatever her name is. Steinfeld. Excuse me.
Isn't Chris Pine in it too?
Chris Pine is the Peter Parker that gets killed. Actually.
Oh, is that would that be like the 616, like the closest to our?
No, Spider-Man? That's like the whatever ultimate. That's like ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, very well.
as like an adult. Like he's grown up.
Yeah, because Miles and Ultimate are from the same universe.
Right. So that's nice. That's the way I interpreted it anyway.
Oh, I would concede to that. Yeah. I would agree with you there.
Oh, very well.
Because they don't really meet up with the 616 Spider-Man until much later.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are really 616. This is all
maybe Spider-Ham.
Mostly Spider-Ham, right. I don't know what reality he's from. There is a funny scene where like they're in Miles's like dorm room. And his roommate, huh?
Ganky?
No, I don't know who that is. Is that his roommate? I don't know.
Yeah, the guy basically that is, they renamed him as Ned Leeds in Homecoming.
Right. I don't know. They don't give him a name. He's just this dude. He walks in and they're all in there. And Spider-Ham goes, do animals talk in this universe? Because I don't want to freak them out. And then so that was pretty fun.
Nice.
But it's a lot of funny stuff, and it's, you know, it's great for, I mean, for one thing, like Rachel, who obviously doesn't read, she knows very little. She knows enough, but I mean, she doesn't really know a lot.
She probably knows who Miles Morales is, though, right?
Yeah, she kind of knows who he is. She thinks it's great. She thought it was great. She's like, this is better than like Spider. I mean, this is better than like Lady Thor and Lady Iron Man and whatever. Like, this is just a completely different thing. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And it is better than that stuff. So, awesome. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
It's fun. I think you'll really like it.
On Jimmy Kimmel, not Jimmy Kimmel, on Fallon, John Mulaney was on there. And then they were like, go nuts. And then he had like, there's a bunch of outtakes with him like swearing and stuff as Spider-Ham.
Oh, really?
It's really funny.
He doesn't have a huge, you know, there's not a huge part. But yeah, it's funny. It's very funny. All the other spider people are very funny. Nicolas Cage is pretty hilarious. Like he only has a few lines, but it's still pretty awesome.
Nice.
And like Lily Tomlin is Aunt May. That's pretty awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Very well.
That's
a good choice.
Yeah.
Although I'm glad we don't have her as Aunt May now. You can't have somebody like too old.
Yeah, because Spider-Man is kind of keeps getting younger, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Stay for the post-credit sequence. It's very funny. John would definitely appreciate that. I don't know why he was so like, I have no desire to see these movies. But,
well, since he's really not listening, he says that about everything.
Right. No, that's true. I can see him being like, oh,
he'll like it. He'll like it.
But he's,
yeah, I don't expect him to see Aquaman.
But, it's a fun movie. That's all it is. It's same thing that I say with a lot of stuff. Like, the big climax gets a little, like, okay. And they're doing this, like, interdimensional stuff, and it gets kind of, like, weird. Uh-huh. And, like, oh man! All right, you know, like, but it's not that big of a deal.
Well, they did do all that. That's like kind of came from Dan Slott's run. He had like a Spider-Verse thing, and
yeah. Spider-Verse
was like more
all the rage. To it even.
Yeah, but that's basically how everybody.
Right now. Spider-Geddon and whatever, although I'm not buying any of that stuff.
I'm not buying any of that stuff. I dropped that.
Really?
I kicked all those, like the Ben Reilly book to the curb, all that stuff.
Yeah, I did too. I wanted to like it.
It was kind of cool at the beginning, and then I was like, I just don't care.
I know. That's what happened to me too. I'm like, yeah, I liked it at first. But
it's like sometimes I'll buy like something weird on Comixology. I'm like, I want to read that. No, I'm not going to read the Korvac saga.
I remember reading that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but I was like,
on forever. I remember like reading it, and I was like, where is this thing? And when does this end? Like, whatever. But it has a lot of the original Guardians in it.
Oh, very well.
It's kind of, you know, the ones that Sylvester Stallone, you know, was the leader of,
right,
in the movie. But yeah, I don't know.
Miley Cyrus.
I tell myself that sometimes too. I'm like, one day I'm gonna read all that. I'll buy it on.
It'll be like $2. The Corvax saga. Like, I'm not passing that up. That's a deal. And I get it. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, when am I gonna get around to reading this? I already have a stack of books that I don't that I'm not gonna get around to reading. Why am I buying more books that I'm never gonna read? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, but speaking of that, I mean, there was a giant. I have no problem. I won't tell you the exact amount I spent, but I will tell you this. I got 10% off, right? Because just because I'm a nice guy. I don't know why they give me 10% off. Did they give you 10% off?
We're movers and drinkers.
Yeah. So they gave us 10% off. I have no problem admitting that. Thank you very much, New England Comics.
Yeah.
And I still spent a crap load of money. I looked at he told me how much it was. I said, holy shit,
man. That happens to me sometimes. Didn't happen to me this week, but
this is more than normal. That happens to me sometimes too, when it's like, oh, like when it gets up near 30, I'm like, oh god, that's a lot of money. And then this time was way, it was even way above that, and I was like, what the hell.
Do you ever
what
roll in I there and it's just like, sometimes you roll in there and it's like, there's only two books
right
this week.
Okay. Well, the good news is, like, Old Man Hawkeye ended, Infinity Wars, we can talk about that, that wasn't even very good, that ended, The Life of Captain Marvel ended, so this other X-Men book ended, so, like, even though it's
good,
a lot of money right now, I won't be spending that money later, because that, you know, those books are done.
Bye. So. Darth Vader as well.
Oh, that's right, Last Darth Vader. That's so weird that they just do 225-issue things. And then they're like, eh, sorry.
New number one, new creative team. That's what I see in the future.
Yeah, me too.
Karnak.
I see that, but a lot of the, even though I say these books are ending, I do see a lot of those. So, like, do you remember, I'm sure you've seen, just even though I said I didn't like it, this Infinity Wars thing, I'm sure you've seen these, like, other heroes, you know, these, like, it's like, oh, Doctor Strange and Captain America are merged into one and all that.
Yeah, I don't, like,
you've seen them on the show. I didn't buy any of them, but, you know, like, they have, like, Iron Warrior, Iron Hammer or something. It's like Thor and Iron Man and one guy. And
completely off my radar. Didn't even see it.
Well, it's like a thing they did with...
I put my blinders on when I see something like that. Oh, boy.
Part of this Infinity Wars thing is that they combined everyone. So, like, it was kind of like Thanos wanted to eliminate half the universe, but it was kind of like, oh, instead of eliminating them, we're just combining everyone. So, there's still half the people. No, it was dumb. So, but now, like, instead of, like, wrapping it up, they, like, did this thing where it's like, oh, we're going to save that universe and it'll create another universe. It was like copying a file on your computer.
Yeah,
and like, so, like, I'm like, oh, that means they're probably going to continue with these stupid, like, combined books.
Yeah,
so whatever. I do want to say one thing, though, that I did find kind of cool: this extermination saga they've been doing with X-Men. So the original X-Men, the all new X-Men, have been returned to their own time.
Okay. Well, they will be not returning. They're gone?
They're gone.
So who's the X? Is everybody still alive? Where's Professor X?
He's dead.
He's dead, right?
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, like, you know, original young Cyclops, young Jean Grey, young Iceman, young Beast, young Angel are back where they belong.
Well, that's good news, right?
Yeah, it is. That had played itself out, you know, like a long time ago, I think. I think it definitely did.
Yeah, they should should have returned them a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was like I don't know. I'm just speculating. So that was like a Bendis thing.
Yeah.
And I think now that he's gone, they're like, you know what? Let's just forget this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. They might have this might have been the plan all along. Do like 5 years, and then
That he's gone too, you know, like somebody else is writing Miles. You know, for the first time. So
yeah, they had somebody else do the last Jessica Jones thing. They had, yeah, it's this the way it's going to be. And so they're taking it there, but they're just sort of undoing stuff, you know, like, let's get rid of these young X-Men. And I don't blame, I mean, no, it was time. Yeah. So whether it was
back in something.
Well, here's the thing. They brought back adult Cyclops who had been supposedly dead for a while. But at the end of the issue, he's like, he comes back. And it's so like that's I think they're just trying to undo a lot of stuff that he did, honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Where has Cyclops been? Dead?
I don't know. He was dead. Well, he was thought to be dead after that whole Inhumans versus X-Men thing, which nobody cared about. So I think they're just like, yeah, let's just bring him back because and they haven't explained where he was, but I think they will. And they're going to start this new arc on Uncanny X-Men where Cyclops and Wolverine are like the co-leaders and they kind of don't like each other. And so, whatever. That'll be good.
Old idea too, isn't it?
I guess. But that's old, like 80s old. This is, or 70s, probably 60s. I don't know. Like, you know, at least it's not completely like, they haven't done it in a long time.
So. Yeah, true.
Whatever, we'll see how it goes. But I mean, I don't mind it. Sometimes old is good. I don't know. Like sometimes yeah. I like old.
I want to go back to basics.
Well, if it works, you know. Yeah. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm old, so you know.
Well, it's kind of like you know difference between Marvel and DC. They always kind of go back, and DC to just back to basics. Everybody, let's just reset this with a crisis. And here we go.
We'll have a crisis and that's it. Yeah. Well, they do that in X-Men too. It's like time travel. We'll just have a time travel thing come along and fix it.
Yeah.
But this is definitely, I think this is all very good. I mean, if I like a lot, I like a few of the X books, but now they're just going to have like, they're going to get rid of some of this stuff and just make it, yeah, back to basics. You know, there's Uncanny X-Men, there's going to be X-Force. And I think that's about it. I think they're probably going to get rid of Old Man Logan, too, although I don't have proof of that. But they're doing this Dead Man Logan thing. Mm. So I think that's going to kind of wrap it up. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I don't think he's going to be in art in this timeline anymore. Right. So let's just, yeah, because they already have Wolverine. Like, they brought back Wolverine already, so.
Yeah, you can't have too many Logans running right. around.
How many Logans? They even went back to calling Laura Kinney, X-23s.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, whatever. What else came out? I don't remember. I guess Old Man, you didn't get Old Man Hawkeye, but that wrapped. And they announced they're going to do Old Man Quill. Can you believe this?
Oh, well, who's writing it? Is it the same guy?
Same guy, yeah.
What's well, that's, I'm going to check it out, man.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Be fun. Yeah, Old Man Quill. So that'll be different because he's kind of like space guy. I don't know. Old Man Quill.
Who knows? Maybe he's on that Earth too.
Maybe. Right. Because I was like, are they just going to do Old Man Hawkeye but have like Kate Bishop like do like Old Woman Hawkeye? Because she is in this book. So, but no, they're going a completely different direction, which is good. I'm glad. Because you can't go to that well too many times. So this should be different. And I don't know. What else? I feel like a shitload of books came out. Now I can't remember any of them.
I read some stuff I know you didn't read. But I read the Kelly Sue DeConnick took over Aquaman. And it was the Aquaman week. So I checked it out. Wrote a review. It's on Forces of Geek. But yeah. So G. Willow Wilson is writing Wonder Woman. And I'm reviewing those over there, too. And Kelly Sue is now on Aquaman. And I think she's doing a great job. She gets this... She gets to, like, kind of like how the old Daredevil thing was that they, like, would, like, fuck over the next writer. Or they would just start new. They just completely start new. Like, literally, there was this big Aquaman event and he saved the Earth. But now he, like, washed up on the shore of some island... And he has amnesia. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know that he's Aquaman. So he just gets to start over, like, from there, and he gets to discover who he is through, like, weird flashbacks and stuff like that.
It's kind of like starting fresh, right?
Yeah. And she's writes fun dialogue. She's got a cool, you know, it's almost like it almost reads like a Wonder Woman story. It's like this ancient stuff happening on this island, and, you know, they're secluded from everyone.
Interesting.
And, you know, all the fish are dead, and, like, need to figure out why all the fish are dead.
So, why are the fish dead?
The fish are dead because the girl, who's like a young girl, who's saved Aquaman, her mother is like some sort of like a siren of the sea. But the people on the island have, like, raised her up to, you know, not know who her mother is, because her mother is like this evil force in the world. And so she's been living on this island just with adopted parents and doesn't know anything about her parents, about her mom. But she kind of has, like, water powers too, and she can kind of, you know, she's inherited, like, whatever sort of godlike stuff, kind of like Aquaman's powers, but, like, a female version of it. This is pretty cool. I look forward to Kelly Sue on the book, because I didn't really get into Bitch Planet, but
I didn't either. Actually,
writing Marvel stuff, you know.
Yeah,
if it's the indie stuff, just isn't my bag, really. So, I wasn't really into it.
No, I just wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't into that either. I don't know. Sorry,
but she's
sorry, good. Kelly Sue.
No,
but she is good. Yes.
Yeah, and so is G. Willow Wilson, obviously. So there's some good Marvel people over there at DC now. Bendis,
yeah.
Kelly Sue, Wilson.
Started a whole Wilson. it's good. You want to spread the good creators out, you know.
Did you get the old Spider-Man?
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man. They're doing this. I mean, this is just kind of funny.
I like the
J. Jonah Jameson and him kind of like just like sort of riffing, and it's a lot of.
I love Ryan Ottley, how he draws like people. Like, he just looks like he's having so much fun, you know.
Yeah,
he just has really cartoony expressions on everybody, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun. It's like, you know, like, so the Kingpin wants to give J. Jonah Jameson an award, but he's like, oh, you know, because he's the mayor, and he says, but I want you to have your friend Spider-Man come and accept it too, you know, with you. It's just so, like, he can kind of humiliate Spider-Man by having it there. And so, I don't know, it's a whole thing, and, like, you know, whatever, Scorpion is there, all these villains show up, but it's one of those deals. And while Spider-Man's fighting them, him and J. Jonah Jameson are kind of like just like arguing, and
yeah, they're arguing back and forth, and that was fun too.
And they did this kind of weird, like, sort of J. Jonah Jameson, this is your life kind of.
Yeah, thing. It was like it's almost like a this is your life. It's like a dream sequence.
I didn't remember half the stuff, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know his wife died or whatever.
Yeah, like, his first wife died, and then I knew Marla. Marla. She was dead, but. And his son became, like, the Wolfman and all that stuff.
And then I had to look up this villain, the last page reveal.
Yeah, who is that?
Big Man.
Big Man?
It's exactly. Even like the Wikipedia was just like, yeah, Big Man is this guy, and this is his name.
A big man.
And then I guess like his daughter was also Big Man or something, but there was like not even anything in the Marvel Wikia about it.
About Big Man?
Yeah. It was just like short.
All right. I just figured, all right, I'll figure it out.
He's an old Spider-Man film. They're probably going to write the most about him in this current run.
Yeah, they're going to it's like starting. We're going to make him a real villain.
Yeah.
Well, all right, whatever. I didn't like. I didn't read that yet. I kind of forgot until you mentioned it that came out. Oh, sorry. Well,
go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I wanted to say something real quick about Spider-Man, and I want to go back in time for a quick second because before this story arc, they had the one with him and Black Cat, and I thought there was like a kind of a, they had like a cool moment where like Black Cat was she was kind of going crazy because of the whole thing with like everyone forgot who he was.
Oh right, yeah, the erase.
There was like this gap in her memory,
and she knew that something was missing, and she didn't know what.
Right, and it kind of made her crazy, and I thought that was kind of like a fun little explanation there and whatever. And so then he took off his mask, said, "Hey, I'm Peter Parker. We used to date," or whatever. So I thought that was a nice moment. So sorry, going back to that. What happened with Darth Vader?
Nick Spencer is the man.
Oh, no, he is the man.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Darth Vader kind of has a... I don't usually, like, dig on this, because also the Qui-Gon Jinn comic that I picked up a couple weeks ago is, like, the same thing. Like, it's like when a Jedi does one of those, you know, Luke goes off in the woods, like, meditation things. It's almost like a big dream, almost like J. Jonah Jameson here, but it's Darth Vader, and he's going through one thing of the Charles Soule, and this book has done really well. And even back in the olden days, it was Kieran Gillen was writing it, right?
Yeah.
And they would incorporate the prequel stuff. It was really cool.
Because it was very brief and just...
Yeah. Yeah. But they do like... They show him, you know, kind of like a version of himself that's already, like, it's actually kind of cool. Like, it's all scarred and burnt off, and where his limbs are that were cut off are, like, ghosts. So he's able to kind of walk around as his, like, in this dream, he's able to walk around as his, what his physical being actually looks like, but with, like, sort of ghost, like, limbs. Ghost. So he can, you know, interact with stuff around. So he sees a pregnant Padme, and he gets sad, and he's, you know, the Phantom Menace poster when little Annie's, like, looking, and the shadow is Darth Vader.
Right.
They do that scene, and he goes, and Annie, like, looks over, and he sees this shadow of Darth Vader. He's like, oh, that's not right. And then Darth Vader comes jumping out at him from the shadow.
Oh my God. It's pretty cool.
And then it's just a bad, you know, it's just a bad dream, you know, like, then they go all through like key moments of the sequels. I mean, the prequels, like him falling in love. And then it even goes into like Clone Wars stuff with Akosha.
Oh, wow.
And, but it's all based on like this little mindscape is all based on Mustafar. So he's like walking around his castle.
Right.
Like he's having sort of visions all around him, kind of like J. Jonah Jameson did in that last comic.
And, yeah, this story arc was kind of building this fortress.
Yeah. And so then it goes through, like, you know, just all the key moments of his life and, you know, talking to Padme and all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. You skip to the end, and then the Emperor's like, "Are you ready now? After this quest you went on, this little quest you went on," and he's like, "Yes, ba-bum," and then so, the end.
All right.
He abruptly hangs up on the Emperor hologram, shuts it off, doesn't say goodbye or anything.
You know,
rude. Just hangs up on his boss.
My God, what a jerk!
Yeah, he's not nice.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Darth Vader. I mean,
a good end to the series. Good cap on it. Right. Even if you're going to do like a Jedi, like, you know, mindscape thing, I don't mind that. It's not so bad.
Well, that's kind of what they were building up to, opening this portal to, you know, whatever and what's in there and whatever. So
yeah, so maybe you know, when we see him, like, in Empire or whatever, in his meditation chamber, like... You know, that's where his mind goes.
That's what he's thinking of. Yeah.
I
don't know. Or when he's hanging out there in Rogue One, he's hanging out at his fortress.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, actually, Rogue One would be close around the time of this, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Probably. That's where this timeline is going.
Very well. I didn't think of it that way. Time-wise. And now that makes me enjoy it just a little bit more.
All right. There you go. Well,
this
very
is definitely
well.
The red lens Darth Vader, even if they don't color it that way. This is red lens Darth Vader.
Red lens Vader. All right. So, this is our last podcast of 2018. There were sort of there was a lot, I guess a lot happened in comics and whatever in the world. What do you think of this year? Was it we saw a lot of good movies. A lot of good comic movies.
Deadpool 2 was great.
Yep, Deadpool 2 was great. Obviously Black Panther, Infinity War, I loved. I don't know.
I can't believe it's like that's one of those things where it's like you know, when somebody's like, I don't know, people do a tweet about it. It's just like, people are like, can you believe the Brett Kavanaugh thing was this year? Like, I can't believe that, like,
that is true.
Black Panther was this year. Because it seems like it was forever ago.
Yeah. It was the beginning of the year, but it was, you know.
Yeah.
It was, you know. It was a while ago, but it was this year, as was Infinity War, and I don't know what else. What else happened? I mean, so the movies, yeah, we had good movies, but we had some bad movies too. Well, I mean,
I didn't see a ton of movies. I don't think.
I mean, as far as I don't know, I didn't. I didn't love Solo. I know a lot of, you know, some people did, and. We had the Batman Catwoman thing, which sort of
that was a damper on my enjoyment of Batman. But now I'm back. I'm back.
Yeah, well, Batman 50. So that was a big moment. Whether you liked it or not, I'm not saying good or bad. Good moment. You know, or it was just a moment, a big moment. Is what I meant. Sort of what I mean to say. We had the naked Batman thing that happened.
I'm still still holding on to mine.
Really?
If you know what I mean. No, I just still have it.
I sold mine to get more money, and then I realized I probably should have just held out a little bit more because I could have gotten way more money once they actually pulled it off the shelves and replaced it and said, oh, sorry.
That's my retirement fund, I guess.
I don't think it's going to be worth that much now that everybody's...
No, I'm going to build a Wayne Tower with the money.
They're actually doing, like, issue two, like...
They have issue two. I have it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, okay.
I haven't read either one.
Well, then, I hope... Is there any nudity in it?
I don't know. I haven't read it. I haven't even actually physically looked at this naked dong in there yet.
Well, it's still selling for like $60.
I instantly
bucks.
Like put it away.
It's still selling for like $50, $60 bucks. So you're not going to build Wayne Tower, but you know you can get something out of it.
This year,
I want to tell you, I thought it was a really lame book. So,
oh, it's lame.
Whatever.
I don't know. I like Azzarello and Rizzo.
We had
TV too. We had DC Universe with the Titans, which I was pretty happy about until the season finale, but in general I give it an A-. Daredevil, Luke Cage, and was Defenders this year too?
No, I don't think
Jessica
so.
Jessica Jones.
They're done. They're all right. Well, they're all done. So
yeah, but that was.
I guess technically Jessica Jones hasn't been canceled, but they're all canceled.
So yeah, there was good TV stuff. The Arrow TV crossover that was just a couple weeks ago. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Good superhero stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Batman, you know what? Batman White Knight was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, that one's... I thought that was really good.
I'm rereading that. That's something I just bought on Comixology because it was on sale because I wanted to just read it all together.
Ah, very good. We still got a lot of people.
You funded a Kickstarter?
Yeah, my book. It's not out. I should probably write to all the backers. I'll tell you right now.
Buy my book.
There was the printer said they're not getting to this until January, so no biggie. Paper jam?
They had a paper jam?
I guess. Why does it say paper jam when there is no paper jam? it's coming January, early January. Well, it was funny because I realized there was a spelling mistake on like the credits page. Oh. And I was like, oh, fuck, I wonder if it's too late. So I emailed them, like, the new page. I said, hey, I'm really sorry. Can you do this? Can you do this? And they were like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. We're not going to get to it till January. I was like, oh, all right. Well, here I am rushing because I thought, like, oh, fuck. And they're like, yeah, we're not getting to that. Maybe they're just taking some time off for the holidays.
Yeah, good for them.
Exactly. Good for them. So, yeah, I don't know. Big year. 2019, I hope, is going to be another big year. We got Captain Marvel coming out. I'm very excited about that. Avengers Endgame, of course, which will come right out of that. I think we have another Spider-Man movie, too, really? In 2019, right? Isn't Far From Home coming out this year? I don't know.
I hope so.
All right. Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. Anything else going on?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you.
Happy New Year.
We won't get to it till January.
Yeah, we're just like... we got holiday stuff to do. So probably won't talk to anybody until 2019. But Clay, been a slice of heaven, as always.
Thanks to you, Durst.
Thanks to you, man. And we'll see you chumps later.
Later, you fucks. Oh, yeah. La, 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 la.
The holiday season.